JB Sism Show, episode number 43. Today, my friends, I am continuing with part two of my current and future plans.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my goal every week is to help you stay motivated with clarity so that you can succeed in your family, your ministries, and your life. Well, my friends, my name is Jason Sism, and welcome to today's episode of the JB Sism Show. That's right, we are no longer using Crosstalk Online Radio, and that is just fine by me. Well, you know, we all love to plan, but the problem most of us face is we plan without having any clear goal in mind, and we don't know how to accomplish that goal. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through several goals that I personally have for 2016 and what I plan to do to see them come to fruition while helping you set vision for your plans. I also have a great tip of the week. And did you know that before sin, there is only one law to live by? Well, there was, and I'll fill you in. All of this and more is coming up next here on the JB Sism Show. All right, my friends, well, welcome to the JB Sism Show. So glad that you are here and listening. And if this is the first time you are listening to the show, my goal is to help you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice and succeed in your family, your ministry, and life. Everything I strive to do is to help you take the message that God has placed in your heart so that you can go to the next level with that. And maybe, hey, somebody comes to know Jesus because of it. That's what I do. I help people go further in their walks with God. And that's exactly where we are going to next here. And this is our weekly Crosstalk. I have moved the name of Crosstalk Online Radio to a segment of the show called Crosstalk. And this is where simply I am going to share with you something that is just on my heart. And I'm going to pull out my Bible here. We're going to be looking at the book of Genesis. I'm going to turn this music down just a little bit. That's a little better. We're going to look at the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Now, Genesis chapter 1 is absolutely fascinating because it's the beginning of the world. The beginning of all of creation. And it says in verse 26, "And then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock and over all of the earth and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And then God said, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. And God saw that he had made, and it was very good. There was evening and morning, the sixth day." Now, God made man in his own image. God knew in his wisdom that if he was to create one thing that was going to love him back unconditionally, that was to be man. God took it just a step further, and he knew that in order for man to completely love God back unconditionally, man would have to be made directly after God's own image. And I think that is the most unique thing in the whole Bible. The Bible talks about all kinds of things, but I think the most fascinating aspect of everything that's in the Bible is the fact that God had such a desire in his heart to create somebody that was marked after his own image. And so God formed man out of the dust of the ground. God formed woman out of the rib of the man. God knew that down the road, man would need saving. Why would God make man to fall if God was so perfect? I don't think God wanted a robot. And I think God knew that he wanted somebody who would choose to love him, choose to follow him. In his divine wisdom, gave only one law, one rule for all of humankind to follow. So chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. And in the middle of the garden, there were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Verse 15, "And the Lord took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and care for it. And the Lord commanded the man, 'You are free to eat of any tree in the garden, but you must not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you do, you will die.'" Now, that was the only rule that God had, the thou shalt not rule. It was the only one that Adam couldn't do. You can have the grapes and the apples and the bananas and the pineapple and the coconuts and the pomegranates and you name it, you can eat it. Just not this one tree. You can't eat out of this one tree, so don't even go there. But here's the thing. Adam and Eve listened to the serpent when he said, did God really say? Did he really say that if you eat of this tree, you're going to die? No. God knows that in the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will know good and evil. That old devil threw a wrench into the situation and he's trying to make Adam and Eve think that God had left something out of the equation. Now, God didn't leave anything out of the equation. God was very, very clear. He said, eat of this tree and you die. Well, Adam and Eve were like, well, maybe God was hiding this thought on us. And, well, maybe it's best if we try it. Well, guess what happened? They ate of the tree. And instantly, the Bible says that they were ashamed. And they covered themselves with fig leaves. The only reason why you would hide yourself is if you're ashamed. And I think so many times in our daily life, we're ashamed of the things that we do. We want to hide from the face of God. We want to hide from our path. We want to hide from the things that God has in store for us. And that's exactly what Adam and Eve did. They hid from God. And the Bible says that God was searching for them in the place that he had made. So you really can't hide from God. He knew they were hiding because he said, why are you hiding? And, you know, who told you that you were naked? Who told you to feel shame? Who told you that you could feel this way? You know, we all sin every day in our daily lives. But the question is, are we going to blame somebody else for our sin? Or are we going to take action? And we're going to say, you know what, I'm going to own this sin, and I'm going to ask the Lord for forgiveness. Because those are truly the only options we have. We can either go our merry way and keep sinning and running from God, or we can ask for his forgiveness and bow our hearts and allow him to touch our lives in a way that will take us to a whole new level in our relationship with him. You know, we have the choice of either loving God or loving ourselves. And I think if we take the chance to love ourselves, we're not going to see the plans that God has for us pan out. If we take the time to love God and get to know Him and get to understand Him, the plans that God has for us are going to go to a deeper level. They're going to increase to the point of where, wow, I feel like I'm winning at life. I feel like I'm being successful at life. But it all comes back to, where are we willing to go in our relationship with God? Where are we willing to go in our daily life? If we want to go further in our walks with God, we got to take the time. We got to stop hiding. And we need to sit down and take the time every day to get to know our Creator. All right, my friends, I have a great tip of the week here for you. And I think you're going to like this one, because this tip will take everything to a whole new level in your Evernote usage. Now, a lot of you know that I love Evernote. I think it is probably one of the best programs out there that you can download on your computer or your tablet or your phone. And the great part about Evernote is you can use it on all of these devices, and all of your notes, all of your things that you save, you can pull up on Evernote. The tip I want to give to you, and this was actually suggested to me on a forum. I'm part of a membership site called Platform University by Michael Hyatt. And if you've not checked out Platform University or Michael Hyatt, I encourage you to do so. Just go to michaelhyatt.com and you can check out his blog there, or platformuniversity.com. And he usually opens up the doors every spring and fall to Platform University. And anyway, I was on the forums there and I made a suggestion on one of the monthly sessions. And they put out some PDFs. Actually, they put out a lot of PDFs, and PDFs are great. The problem is I can never find what I'm looking for, and the PDFs usually end up disappearing on me, and I can never recall them or find them. They suggested to save the PDFs right to Evernote. That way, I can just call them up with a simple search. I don't have to look for them in the computer, and it's not going to bog down my computer. So I have learned since then that saving PDFs to Evernote is a fantastic idea. And I got to tell you that it works brilliantly. I actually did one just earlier today. I'm actually opening it up right now as we speak. I can read the whole PDF right here in Evernote, or I can download it to the computer. And it's great. I don't have to try to find it again. All I have to do is like, oh, I think this is the wording that was in the PDF, or I remember this quote from the PDF. Just type it into the search, it'll pull it right up. If the PDF is an ebook, I just tag it ebook, and I can pull up all my ebooks in Evernote that way, my PDF ebooks. So I'm actually going to be taking a lot of the PDFs I've downloaded and saved on my computer, and I'm going to be saving it right into Evernote. So if you really want to take Evernote to the next level and you want to utilize PDFs that are searchable, I encourage you to start saving everything right into Evernote, because it's going to be easy to find, and you're just going to have a blast at it. I know I have a blast at it. And I'm excited to start using this one feature. All right, my friends, we have come to the part of the episode with our feature presentation. Now, last week, I had started talking about my current and future plans. And so today is part two of my future and current plans, especially for 2016 here. And last week, I talked about the new website. And if you have not checked out the new website, you can do so at jbcism.com or jasonsism.com, whichever suits your fancy. But jbcism.com is the main domain that I use. So you can check it out there. I have a lot of great features there in store for you. One of the things I wanted to do was really make it easy to navigate. So you're going to find some really simple buttons at the very top. I have my home button, so you can always find your place back home again. If you're new to the site, I encourage you to check out the Start Here page, because that's going to give you a little bit more insight into what this blog is about. If you want to learn more about me, there's the About page. The podcast page, this is actually pretty cool. If you go to the podcast page, you're going to find... So jbcism.com/jbcism-show. And so if you, or just click the podcast link, and you're going to have an entire schematic there of every episode that I have released to date. And so you're going to be able to just click on it. It'll take you right to the episode where you can listen to that episode of the show. And it is fantastic. It is probably one of the best features I have put on the website yet. Also, I have easy places for you to subscribe to get the free ebook that I have released, a brand new ebook called Inside My Tackle Box, 23 Apps to Make Your Business and Life Soar. So Inside My Tackle Box, 23 Apps to Make Your Life and Business Soar. So I encourage you to check that out. It's completely free. I don't like spam, so if you do put your name and email address in the form, just know that your email is safe with me. I'm never going to sell it. I'm never going to give it away. You're only going to get information from me and me alone. So that being said, I encourage you to download the new ebook Inside My Tackle Box. Also, if you have not purchased it, my new book, Grace, What's So Amazing About It, is currently out in the stores right now, and Amazon stores, that is. So I encourage you to pick up a copy of that. So jbcism.com/grace-book, jbcism.com/grace-book, and you can read more about it there. So I launched a new website. And I was really excited about it. Am really excited about it. I think it looks great. It's beautiful. It's easy to use. And then I started thinking about Crosstalk Online Radio, this very podcast that you're listening to. And I began thinking, well, one, there is a lot of podcasts out there called Crosstalk. Now, granted, I was within number one, if not number one, of the Crosstalk name on iTunes. The problem I was running into was it's a very Christian name. Secondly, it just no longer worked for my branding. And that was really the biggest struggle that I was having with. Even though I love the term Crosstalk, and I felt that it really represented what I feel in my heart, I just felt that for branding, it wasn't going to be very good. And so I turned the name Crosstalk into a segment of the show, which you just heard, where I was talking about the book of Genesis and how God only had one rule for us. And that rule was, not because God was mean, but it was simply just because God had this desire for man to love him. And the more we get to know God, the more the plans that he has for us are going to be unveiled. And so I began thinking, you know, gosh, what can I do to take this branding to the next level? And I really felt to stick with the JB Sism brand. And so I converted, and it's already been converted on Stitcher and iTunes. I converted from Crosstalk Online Radio to the JB Sism Show. And the great thing is, you probably noticed this on today's episode, I had a brand new intro. I had a brand new intro. Let me play it for you here. This is what you heard. Now, this is without the music. This is just the dry vocals. Well, here, I'll play it with the music. This is what you heard. Just a second here. Let's get my audio on here. All right, this is what you heard. Just a second. Whoops.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And that's exactly the new intro. So I hope you like it. I contacted my friend David Wonders, and I said, I redid the show, and now my branding is out of date. I need a new intro. Would you be willing to do that? And he just emailed back with the correction, and he goes, here you go. So we exchanged some money. Well, actually, I gave him the money and said thank you very much, and I'm really excited. So we have a new show, and with a new show comes great things, and I'm excited for what God has in store for the show. And hopefully someday soon, I'm not sure when, but I'd like to bring in some guests who are a little bit more successful at online business than I am, and hopefully get some interviews in to help you take your message to the next level, because that's everything I aim to do, is to help you do better in your own life. So those were kind of the main things that I really talked about last week, and then I talked about a new e-course that I am in the plans right now. And that is an e-course based on publishing your very own ebook, where you can do it yourself. You don't need to hire somebody to do it. You can if you want, but really get your ebook out onto the market with as little to no cost as you can. And you don't have to drop thousands of dollars. You don't have to worry about traditional publishing. And I want to teach you how to do that. And so putting together a e-course, I think, is a great way to do that, to help people take their message to the next level. And I think getting a book out there is one of the best ways to do that. And really, in today's society, if you have a book attached to your name, you are considered an expert. And people will actually take you more seriously if you have a book. Now, a book really is just a giant business card, a flashy business card, because it gets people in the front door so that you can build a relationship, build a rapport with them so that they can start following you on your blog, because you're going to help them go deeper with your message if they follow you there rather than just only reading your book. And so but the goal is to help you get your book out there in an easy way. Maybe not an easy way, but at least I will give you all the tips and tricks that I know of how I publish my stuff, so that you can publish your stuff. And so, anyway, that is one of the things that is on the horizon, and I am really, really excited about that. Well, today I want to talk a little bit more about some of the things that I'm looking forward to this next year. And we're going to go back to the show as usual next week, but I wanted to give you just a couple more things that I'm planning for 2016 that I'm really excited about. One is actually just the writing process, is putting together a new book. And this book, I don't have a title, I just have an idea. And I've not started writing it yet, but I'm going to be writing it soon. But I have an idea for a brand new book. It's going to be both in paperback form as well as ebook. And then, of course, I'll have an audiobook, et cetera, et cetera. But the book is going to be on priorities and goal settings. And my goal and my desire is to help you take your plans, put some goals to them, put some priorities in place so that you can take your message to the next level, help you accomplish what God has placed in your heart. And so I'm in the process, brainstorming process, and a lot of this is because I'm doing a lot of reading right now, kind of getting a feel for what people are wanting. But my goal is to write a book on priorities and goal setting, and I couldn't be more excited because this is something that I'm passionate about. This is something that I want to help people in, especially in this area, because this is an area that I have had to grow in. This is an area that I have had to kind of wrangle my life around, because it's difficult. Setting plans is hard. And the thing is, if we don't have a clear goal and a clear mindset to accomplish our plans, they're never going to happen. I mean, we can set as many New Year's resolutions as we want, but if we don't put a plan into place, it's never going to happen. And so really, in light of all of that, if we only have plans and we don't have any concrete goals on how to accomplish those plans, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to get done. And so my goal is to get better at this myself, but in hopes that as I get better at this myself in the book, give you the tips, the tools, and the trade of how I set my plans, how I set my goals, so that you don't have to go to the drawing board yourself. You will simply be able to set your priorities and set your goals after you're done reading this book. And hopefully it'll come second nature in time. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, but I am saying I have come a long way. And so because I'm really passionate about this, I really am excited about the possibility of getting another book written. But more importantly, I am really excited about the idea of writing a book on priorities and goal setting. So that is one of the big projects for this coming year. And right now I'm in the brainstorming process. I don't even have an outline together or a possible title. I haven't even talked to see if I could even get it published out there, other than just simply self-publishing it. So we'll see what happens in the coming months. Secondly, is I want to create a podcast tutorial. I've had a lot of people come to me, maybe not recently, but over the course of the last year since I've been doing this podcast, how do I podcast? How do I get my voice out there? And I want to create a podcast tutorial. So I want to kind of create two different aspects of this podcast tutorial. Number one, I want to create a free version to help you get your podcast up and running in a matter of minutes. The other is a more of a paid tutorial. And maybe this is where some of the make tutorial lessons available for purchase. But the goal really is to help cultivate this culture of podcasting. Because I think podcasting is one of the greatest ways to get our voice out there. And one, simply, I think people relate to the spoken voice so much better than they do the written voice. I think maybe the reason is people can relate to that a little better. You feel like you're sitting down having a conversation with this person. I know when I listen to podcasts, I'm driving to work, and sometimes it feels like I'm having a conversation with this person. They might be sitting in the back seat having a conversation with me because obviously they're not in the front seat. But it feels like I'm having a conversation with this person. And that is awesome. Sometimes I find myself answering the questions that they ask. And then I end up pausing it, answering the question, and then restarting it. And sometimes it feels like I'm having this dialogue or this conversation. Now, that might be a little weird and goofy for some people. Well, then again, I'm a little weird and goofy myself. So, there you go. what was I saying? I totally got sidetracked. Tutorials. So my goal is to create some tutorials, and some of them will be for setting up a WordPress website. Some of them are going to be for writing. Some of them are going to be for podcasting, getting that all up and going, learning how to use Audacity or learning how to use Reaper or some of these other programs out there. So some of them will be for free. Others will be available for purchase. So that being said, those are just some of the things that I have planned coming down the pike, and more than likely, some of these will be up and going by the time summer hits. So we'll see. Thirdly is consulting and coaching. I recently did a webinar for an organization called Harvest Network International. And this webinar, I was asked the question, Jason, do you do any coaching? And I kind of made the comment, well, I haven't done a whole lot of coaching, but I'm willing to do some coaching. And then I really got thinking, I could do some coaching. I have coached people on branding, on how to brand their businesses. I have coached people on graphic art design. I have coached people on setting up websites and how to properly run a well-established website. That way, you're not just putting something out there that's subpar. Now, not everybody takes my advice, and that's okay. And a lot of the advice I've given has been free. But then I started thinking, boy, I could actually make some money doing coaching. So whether it's a live coaching call or whether it's one-on-one with a person, I know that I have the expertise on whether it's website, graphic art design, rebranding, finding a vision statement, whatever it may be, I have the expertise to help people get their message out there. I have the expertise to help people think differently about some of these things. And so coaching, I know, on the cheap end, it's about $100 an hour. And I actually did a consulting session with somebody where I actually charged $75 an hour because we were part of the same organization. I gave them a discount, and they were very appreciative of that. Now, I don't normally do that. Normally, I charge $100 an hour for consulting, and then coaching is about $150 an hour. And the goal is eventually to have enough of that coming in where if I have just one coaching event a week, let's say, $100, 12 months, you know, that's a significant amount of money. So, yeah, so $100, let's see, let's calculate this out. It's probably 5,200, I think. 100. I'm really bad at math here, people. Yeah, $5,200. I should have done that. I should have known that. You know, so $5,200 a year, I could do a lot of money with, you know, a lot with $5,200 a year. If I did $300 for coaching, you know, hey, now we're actually starting to talk some serious money. Now you're at over 15 grand. You know, now the goal isn't to make truckloads of money. That's not the goal. The goal is to help people. And if I can do that with some of my coaching and some of my consulting, you know, that's all it's about. And, you know, for me, it's not necessarily about the money. You know, yeah, the money is great because it will help subsidize my costs when it comes to running jbsism.com, when it comes to running this podcast. But then again, I want to help people. And the thing is, if we don't have a vision and we don't know where we're going, we are going to fail every time. We have to know where we're going. We have to know that what we're planning for the future is truly going to not only better our lives, but ultimately it's going to better somebody else's life. And that is truly what it is all about. Well, my friends, thank you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. You can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com/043. If you could do me just a simple favor and head over to iTunes and rate this show, because the more people that know about the show, the more we can help people get their voice and their message out into the great big wide world. Well, I hope that this has been enlightening, and I would love to hear your feedback on some of this stuff. And I would love to know what you think about my plans for the future. Go to jbsism.com/contact and let me know. Well, next week, I will see you right here at jbsism.com. God bless. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.